NASA technicians say the fuel heater failure likely stems from a problem in a box of switches that controls power feeds. Engineers say it will take several days to replace and test that switch box to ensure fuel line heaters are functioning properly. The Shuttle Endeavour's launch was scrubbed last Friday, only hours before liftoff. Shuttle Launch Director Mike Leinbach explained at that time, the heaters are needed to keep fuel from freezing in each of the three auxiliary power units during orbit. The units provide hydraulic power to steer the shuttle during ascent and reentry.
We didn't want to commit to flight with only one of two heaters on those auxiliary power unit fuel line because of the chance that if you lost that one good one on orbit, then you run the very high risk of freezing the fuel in that line, and therefore the auxiliary power unit would not function, and therefore you wouldn't have full hydraulic power.
Leinbach said a loss of hydraulic power could cause problems during reentry. Managers have yet to set a date for Endeavour's next launch attempt.
And as we always say in this business, we will not fly before we're ready.
NASA officials say they do not expect to be ready to launch before Sunday, May 8th. This mission will be Endeavour's 25th and final flight. NASA is retiring its 30-year-old shuttle program this year. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.